Yo, GM, how una day? I want to welcome you to another episode of the Pigeon Palo Crypto Podcast, where we're going to bring you better to read about cryptocurrency and everything where they happen for the crypto space. As not don't know, my name is Narevaya, and I'll be your Ubunge host for this particular show. And today I get better offer for you. And the question we plenty people they ask for this space, we be say, shall we don't enter meme coin season, or be like say for this particular season a meme coin they do better pass or more? Because if you check plenty exchanges, for example, people they talk about meme coin a whole lot on top Twitter, and several people, not be only on top Twitter, then they talk about meme coin. If you also check, for example, if you check CoinGecko, the meme coin category, if like say na im way people they talk about the most. In fact, on the 4th of December, will be last year, Coinbase will be exchange way really strict. Then talk say they won't list two major meme coins, will be GigaChad and Tubo. So plenty people come the reason say what's in the sop for this particular meme coin cycle. Meme coin be like say then they overturn altcoin. It be like say many people they look inside putting this up for meme coin. Well, that conversation I lead me make I do small research, and I can't enter one conversation where Murad Mahmudov gather discourse for Token 2049 conference will be last year, and in conversation center around the fact say like say meme coin they really overtake the matter. So many things we are going to talk onward from this point now waiting Murad talk for this Token 2049 presentation. Just in case you don't know who now I go talk from this place going forward, and just in case if you don't know who Murad be, Murad na the person we chill SPX 6900 to the moon, one meme coin we do ridiculous number. Naim be the major person we chill that token to the moon. And so waiting today he presents on for Token 2049 na on the meme coin super cycle. In fact, in talk say altcoin no longer they move alongside Bitcoin again. And for example, he mentioned say Bitcoin dominance it don't reduce for this particular 2024. And it be like say as Bitcoin they rise, it suck potential come out from every other altcoin with they. And it is in day very typical. Normally for Bitcoin, if Bitcoin they run, it go run half of the season after the bull run before other coin begin to peak. However, this matter no be the same for when we talk about meme coins. In fact, altcoins, be like say altcoins, if you listen to the last episode we released, be like say altcoin they suffer for this season. But it be like say, but the challenge be say as altcoin they Bitcoin they run, and altcoin they slow, some other coins they peak ridiculous number, and part of those other coins now the coins we will they call meme coins. Now might share some of his thesis with you. The number one thing for in thesis be say in talk say other altcoins they be victim of long period of high interest rates. It means say it they always stay before una get profits from altcoins. But more specifically, in give us in talk say they about 43 tokens for we get top 300 market cap we don't outperform BTC in 2024. It means say only 43 tokens where they out of the top 300 market cap don't perform Bitcoin or not don't outperform Bitcoin for 2024. You see that now, and out of that 43 tokens, 13 of them be meme tokens. This data they extremely important, right? So despite the fact say Bitcoin dominance they go on, these meme tokens see they do ridiculous number. Then Murad further explains say altcoins, they're not, they do well again because it looks as though they don't become gradually oversaturated. All right. In 2024 alone, then create about more than 600,000 altcoins. It means say per day, then they launch about 5,500 new tokens. Now, so when new altcoin can't enter market, they enter market with inflated valuation and the token supply, then they owned token supply, then belong to majority of the insider where they run the project, and maybe now only 10% belong to the public. For example, you go see core contributors, maybe then get them 20%, early investors then get 25%, foundations or founders then get 15%, another people, venture capitalists, then get 20%. Before you know it, now only 10% go to the retail, the public, to benefit from. So now the model at which then they create altcoin be that another angle where this guy follow defend this matter, because in first water down the projects the limitations of altcoin before in starts to the make case for meme coins. In talk say, if you check on top Binance, right, majority of the altcoin way Binance list for 2024, all of them don't come down. They don't do like minus 20%, minus 30%, minus 50%. Only two meme coins, only two coins, they still day up and they relevant to close to the time, the value we then launch. And those ones now WIF will be meme coin, and Jupiter token will be where then build like meme coin, but now coin for Jupiter. So you guys understand this, the proposition of this guy. The last one where in talk, we break the camel back. Now the fact say, in talk say, every, if you check the if you check the token unlocks where they come for plenty altcoins in the coming years, maybe next 5 years, it'd be like $155 billion for the next 5 years where then go see the token unlock. And if you don't date this crypto space for a while, you go realize say when they do token unlock, it they make coin deep the most, right? However, if you check coin like Solana, they don't do plenty token unlocks, but Solana still they can pay. It still, for example, it still make about $270 something for this particular January. New all-time high. So, but this now the proposition of Murad, why if you say altcoin, he won't get small problem. However, if you go just a little bit deep, he now start comparing the conversation with waiting the happen for meme coin. He talks say when meme coin launch, they're not, they hold some back, they just, they open everything for the people we want ape, we want enter the market. It means say they feel make profit as much as nothing they eating, everything they very obvious for the public to interact with. It means say it can propose say not be only utility projects, because before we have done the, we don't talk for this episode before, we don't talk for Pigeon Parlor podcast before that, utility tokens are the best tokens, but this guy just they run in proposition and now waiting at the run with that too. So in talk say, it means say the token now the real product, not be just say we can get products somewhere. He said because the same way we if you look at software industry, the software industry is the real product. It can talk say more meme coin will begin to get attention in the coming years. In fact, it talks say some traditional finance people then go put meme coin as part of their treasury in the coming years, because meme coin currently they steal attention from plenty altcoin in this season. And he talks, and according to Murad, he established say in the coming years, he said meme coin fits reach $1 trillion in market cap, and with two meme coins doing about 100 billion market cap. Just in case you dey wonder, say waiting be that Bitcoin market cap for 2021 now $1 trillion, right? Utility will underperform. Now waiting Murad talk with that, and he talks say in the coming season, make we pay attention to meme coins because of the value of these things when you don't talk. You see, I did very skeptical, and I understand the perspective of this guy, but when you look at what happened with Trump token, we launched about 2 days ago or 3 days ago as at the time of this recording. In fact, see, one of the reasons why I faked that token, because I see him for midnight when he launched, but I know enter him because I did very suspicious for the fact that even Trump post him. Many people talk say they don't hack Trump accounts, but if you just stay awake then and you see the token before in launch, one of the things you go realize say they no lock token liquidity. And one of the rules of trading meme coins be say they guys lock the liquidity, right? If they lock liquidity, you go no say the dev no fit commot liquidity and go rug all of una. But this Trump token no even follow the rules at all. They just launch and open liquidity, and before you know it, in less than 12 hours, Baba don't reach $1 billion market cap. That's ridiculous. I mean, that's a crazy number. In fact, in the next 2 days, the token done the trade for about $70 per one. My god, it pay me, you know, be small. Because literally, if you enter when they launch them, your $2 for turn $2,000, and that's like a ridiculous number. So waiting this guy the talk, it makes sense. It really, really makes sense. It really, really makes sense in the coming year. So, are we in the meme coin cycle? I think the answer is yes. But how long will this cycle last? I feel say meme coin for this particular season go do well much more than what altcoin go do. Well, now my proposition be that, remember, for this particular podcast, we know they give you waiting me that financial advice. So make you just reason the matter, consider waiting Murad talk for this particular token 2049 token 2049 interview or presentation. Then you go, if you make your analysis and see if meme coin truly worth your investment for this particular bull run. But of course, that one does not mean say meme coin yesterday send people go back village. It is send people go back village, but some analysis the way you're supposed to do before you shook your money inside any meme coin. I believe say you learn one or two things from this particular episode. If you do well to ask your questions. If you send us email at pigeonpalo@gmail.com, and of course drop a comment, send us a DM on Twitter, and we'll go there available to answer on. Alright, till I see you again, stay woke, do your own research, and don't play. Peace and love, guys.